Abigail Smith was born in Weymouth, Massachusetts, on November 11, 1744. Her mother, Elizabeth Quincy Smith, came from a respected family. Abigail's father, William Smith, was a much admired minister. Abigail had a brother, William, and two sisters, Mary and Elizabeth. She was close to her sisters all her life. Abigail was delicate and sickly when she was little. She didn't go to school. Most girls in those days didn't, even though boys did. Abigail thought it was very unfair that her brother could go to school and she couldn't. She found out early that girls in colonial America didn't have the same rights as boys. But Abigail and her sisters were lucky. Their mother taught them reading, writing, and arithmetic, as well as how to cook and sew. Their father and grandfather both had big libraries. Abigail was a curious child, and she spent a lot of time with her nose in all those books. Abigail read Shakespeare's plays, history, philosophy, and law. Her mother worried that she read too much. She also worried that Abigail was too stubborn and strong-willed. Grandmother Quincy always was on Abigail's side, though. She said, "Wild colts make the best horses." Visitors often gathered in the Smiths' library to borrow books and to talk about politics. A war against the French was being fought along the frontier borders of the colonies. Also, a new king in England was making trouble for the colonists. Everyone had different ideas of what should be done. Abigail listened in. Girls weren't usually allowed to speak openly, but Abigail's father encouraged it. Abigail was shy, yet she did have opinions, and sometimes she spoke up. One visitor to the Smiths' home was a young lawyer, John Adams. The first time he met Abigail, she was 15. He was 24. At first, they didn't like each other that much. Abigail thought he was dumpy-looking, moody, self-centered, and he talked too much. John thought Abigail didn't talk enough. But over time, as John kept visiting, he and Abigail got to know each other better. They both had lively minds. They thought alike and loved politics. Slowly, they fell in love. It was a love that lasted for 57 years.